Hi, I'm Charlie Perry.
And I'm Amy Wall.
And we're two best mates obsessed with skincare. But we aren't dermatologists. We're just frustrated at all of the conflicting advice on looking the glowiest we can. So we're going to speak to the experts and do the research so that we all know the truth about looking after our skin. Hello.
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 Oh, not this again.
How are you?
I'm sick of musical Charlie.
Sorry, I'll not do it anymore.
That's
a lie.
I think
it brings joy to people. Yeah, that is a blatant lie, sorry. Bare-faced lie. How are you?
Yeah, I'm all right. How are you?
Good. I'm very excited for this week's podcasting world.
Me too. So, we have had quite a few messages over the past few weeks, haven't we? Basically saying like, oh, like, I wish you did more than one episode a week. And we were speaking to this super, super lovely gal who slid in our DMs. Mm-hmm. And she was like, I'm all caught up now. I don't really know what to do with myself.
Yeah.
And, oh, it was so nice.
So cute.
But yeah, so what we've decided to do is give you guys a number of episodes this week.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's best
not
to know
listen to
that you don't have to listen to all of them. But if you wanted to, I mean, if you like our voices, you can do.
Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, so we've kind of taken an angle on. I know we did our How to Find Out Your Skin Type set. That was one of the first ones that we did, wasn't it, Charles?
Yeah.
But
kind of off the back of that, people were still a bit like, okay, now I know my skin type.
Yeah, what
next?
Yeah.
So we kind of, as soon as we came across Lioni, which is the brand that we've kind of teamed up with for mm-hmm. this. Not brand, they're both, it's a lady called Megan and Senya, and they're two friends who started off with the same values as us in that it's very conflicting world when it comes to talking about skincare and beauty. So they kind of want to get to the bottom of it, but because they're both trained in skincare consultancy and that kind of thing, they decided to actually become skincare consultants, whereas we speak to the consultants and do the research.
Yeah, they were super helpful and super sweet. And it honestly was, like, I know we weren't with them, it was over FaceTime, but it was honestly like looking in the mirror.
Yeah.
Like, they honestly have such the same values as us, and it was really refreshing to see other people.
Yeah.
Because they're completely unbiased as well.
Yeah.
They don't get paid for any product recommendations. They don't push anything because they're going to benefit from it.
Yeah.
It's all their own recommendations.
Exactly. Just like us. We don't get paid for this.
No, we don't.
But yeah, so basically off the back of the skin type thing, I was like, you know what? We should do a more in-depth episode per skin type where we can get really kind of niche specific advice on dry skin, oily skin, sensitive and combination skin. So that's basically what we've done this week. We sat down and did the four interviews with them, didn't we? And got all of the information as to the definite do's and don'ts for your skin type, what to avoid, what to look for, how to tell without having to go and get your skin tested what your skin type is. I think that's really important. And really like how to properly care for your skin type, basically, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much it. Nailed it.
So in this ep, Ames, I'm mega excited because we're talking about dry ass bitches.
Yeah, this
just
is
just like
you.
Me.
Yeah. You are a dry ass bitch.
I'm a dry ass bitch.
Inside and outside.
Yeah, I'm super excited to find out more about this. So I'm sorry if I
Yeah, you kind of took the reins on this one, didn't you?
Yeah.
Whereas I kind of took the reins on oily skin.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you prefer my voice to Charlie's, it's probably best to go and listen to Oily Skin.
Yeah.
So.
So shall we find out what they said?
Let's, please.
Ames, I am really, really excited because we have got Senya and Megan from Lioni here right now to talk to us about how to actually properly look after dry skin.
You are all over this.
I am the driest gal ever. I think I might be combination now, but Megan and Senya, please, God save us, dry ass gals out here. How are you both?
Yes, we're good.
Good.
Dangerous weather for dry skin.
Oh,
God, it's snowing out here.
It's the peak of the season for dryness.
It is, and it started snowing today, so I'm going to be feeling, super dry. But I think the best place to start, because I think there's some confusion around dryness and dehydration, as is kind of thrown around everywhere at the minute. What are the key ways to tell whether you have dry skin, and what are the differences between dry and dehydrated?
Yeah, so there is a lot of confusion with this, I think. So if you think of, so dry skin, you are looking at somebody who has the kind of flakiness. You get I think really tight skin in the morning. And so I have dry skin. I when it's like this outside, especially, I wake up and my skin's feeling kind of tight. Mm-hmm. It almost gets it's almost so tight that it gets this like weird shine reflection yeah. going, and it's I not oil, that. But it's just so tight it could almost crack.
Yeah.
So that's more dry skin. Dehydrated skin, any skin type can have dehydrated skin. And so you can see that it's a lack of water in the skin. And so the very, very fine lines underneath your eyes, that indicates dehydration. It can, I guess, if your skin is, you're having some type of reaction or something, your skin's probably dehydrated because it's kind of compromised the barrier of your skin. How else can you tell if you have dehydrated?
Exactly. So when you have a dry skin, most of the time you're predisposed to have it. So it's mean that for a long time you always had dry skin, and just your nature, your skin is drier. But dehydrated skin can just come. So if you have an oily skin, for example, or a combination skin, and you feel that your skin is quite tight, it probably means it's dehydrated. So it can't be dry. But also dry skin goes hand in hand with dehydration. So most of the time people that will have a dry skin will be dehydrated too. It's yes. really confusing, but
it is confusing. I think dry skin, you're then much more susceptible to sensitivity as well as dehydration, because most of us, our skin's dehydrated pretty much. That's kind of a given for any skin type, exactly. But with dryness, you definitely know that it's probably dehydrated as well. And you could have sensitivity. Mm-hmm. So,
okay, amazing. It's bloody confusing, isn't it?
So much to know.
So in terms of having dry skin, if we quickly kind of touch on a routine that would work to maximize getting moisture into the pores, what would you say that we need to actively avoid and make sure that we include in our routines?
So the first thing to know is that it's really important to have a nourishing routine and a stimulating routine, because if your skin is not stimulated enough, it won't be able to absorb what you put on your skin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that means that even though it seems counterproductive to exfoliate the skin because you don't want to like make it more dry, exfoliating is a very, very important part of then being able to rehydrate your skin. So it stimulates the skin, it sheds the kind of dead layers of the skin, so you're not having that kind of dull look that you get a lot with dry skin. And then also it allows the ingredients that you're going to follow up the exfoliation with to penetrate your skin deeply. So if that is hyaluronic acid or some type of hydrating serum, it's enabled to penetrate the skin much more deeply. And then you want to, so after you exfoliate, I would say probably 2 to 3 times a week in the beginning. And then for me, I've been able to now build up to every other day. But it really depends on the exfoliating product.
Yeah, I was going to say, so in terms of the exfoliator, just to pause quickly on that, what type of exfoliator do we need to use? Because I know that a lot of people are quite scared when they hear acid exfoliators.
Yeah, so with dry skin, I would say to avoid kind of manual exfoliation, just because even though there are some, I'm sure, really great manual exfoliants out there, it's safer to use a chemical exfoliator, actually, as long as you're not overdoing it, leaving it on too long, or I guess, you know, doing it every single day, morning and night. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And there's a certain way to introduce a chemical exfoliator to your skincare regime. So you really need to build up its usage, because you never know how your skin's going to react. And also you want your skin to get used to it, to avoid to be irritated. So for example, depending on the peel or the exfoliator that you're using, start to use it maybe 1 or 2 times per week, and then you just increase it till the moment you feel that your skin can tolerate it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. And also, so for dry skin, I would say PHAs, so polyhydroxy acids, are great. And then also, you know, AHAs and BHAs. It just, again, it depends on the product. It depends on how you use it. And so you just have to be careful not to overdo it with dry skin, because it can be a little bit addicting. Mm-hmm. To do a peel and then be like, oh my gosh, all the dead skin's off, I'm going to do that again tomorrow and the next day and the next day. You have to kind of not overdo it. Mm-hmm. But then again, I would say following kind of a peel, making sure that you have a hydrating serum, a hyaluronic acid, even that has a low molecular weight, so that can really penetrate the skin. Mm-hmm. That's important as well.
Okay, so we've done an episode on hyaluronic acid, and we speak about it quite a lot because I'm obsessed with it. And I know about the molecular weights and sizes and things and how they all work differently. Obviously, the smaller they are, the deeper they can get into the skin. However, what's the best way for somebody to tell the molecular weight of the hyaluronic acid that they see on the shelf?
Well, so because it's like a big marketing thing now that people have caught on to know, like, oh, I need to look for a low molecular weight hyaluronic acid. Mm-hmm. That's on most hyaluronic acid serums now. But with hyaluronic acid, you want it in, like, I guess a thinner serum, just because it's probably going to penetrate the skin more deeply. Mm-hmm. We like hyaluronic acids by cosmeceutical brands. Mm-hmm. Just because we feel like there is that science behind it. That's not to say that maybe a pharmacy brand doesn't have a good one. Mm-hmm. But as far as our experience, they just tend to work a little bit better mm-hmm. and penetrate the skin rather than kind of sitting on top.
Mm-hmm. And I have to say, if you really want to indulge in one product in your skincare regime, it would be the serum. So a hyaluronic acid serum, if you really want to have something really good, you need to invest in the hyaluronic acid serum in a cosmeceutical brand to make sure that it really works.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's a good one to splurge on, I think. Exactly. And then I would say also to make sure that you don't just stop with the hyaluronic acid with dry skin, to make sure that you are putting on a moisturizer, not necessarily like a heavy cream that's just going to really like sit on top of your skin. Mm-hmm. But you know, a kind of light textured moisturizer that will seal everything in and make sure that you're not losing that moisture throughout the night. Yeah. Which can happen if your barrier function is compromised. You can lose moisture as well.
Yeah, because so. I think one thing that people don't know with dry skin is that when it comes to, one, using high hyaluronic acid, that's not the moisturizer. That's going to help with moisturizing. So you need to use a moisturizer on top to stop anything going, like any of the moisture leaving, because a moisturizer doesn't moisturize, right? It just acts as the barrier to stop any moisture escaping.
It can still moisturize. Like, I think there are definitely some moisturizers out there that have some really like great properties. So there's mm-hmm. like ceramides and peptides and some that really help with like the lipids in your skin. And so there are definitely like a lot of benefits that can come with a moisturizer. But as far as like deep hydration, it doesn't necessarily have to be a heavy moisturizer to give you that hydration, mm-hmm. I guess, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Okay. Perfect. And in terms of like products to avoid with dry skin, what should we definitely stay away from? And I think there's a whole thing about essential oils right now.
Yeah. So I think really, with any skin type, it's good to stay away from essential oils in general, because they are like they are fragrance, really. And so if you think, like, you know, it takes, what did you say earlier?
Yeah,
it takes...
so if you take, for example, if you put in your bath 2 to 3 drops of an essential oil, the smell will spread around everywhere. So just think about that, like how it will react on your skin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, how so that fragrance can affect exactly. your skin. It's very strong. And so I think looking more, if you are more of an oil person, looking at carrier oils and seed oils. So something like marilla oil. There are a lot of products now that are coming out that are just have seed oils in them. And so for dry skin, that is a pretty good option, like an oil. I just think some people don't actually like oils. So it's really like a product preference thing. But you could definitely use like a hyaluronic acid serum and then use an oil on top. Mm-hmm. But just, yeah, make sure that it doesn't have fragrances in it, doesn't have the essential oils that are added. I think that's really important.
Because with them, they can just overstrip your skin and make it more irritated. Because most of the people, they think that, oh, I used this cream, I didn't have a reaction. But it's not about tomorrow we speak about. It's about in 2 or 3 months how your skin is going to be. Because you can actually make your skin more sensitive and create sensitivity. Yeah. So it's really important to avoid long-term damages.
Yeah, it's the long-term damage, I think, especially with essential oils that you're worried about, and fragrance as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't even think about.
But I think also to avoid, fragrance, and then also try not to use, like, even though it's really gratifying, like, cleansers that are going to really like strip your skin and make your skin tight.
Mm-hmm.
So I think some people really just like that squeaky clean feeling. But really with dry skin, you need to find something that's more kind of milky, doesn't foam up and is kind of, you know, a hydrating cleanser. So really start that nourishment from the time that you're cleansing mm-hmm. to the time that you're putting on your moisturizer, or your SPF.
Okay. So avoid foaming cleansers then and give like an oil or a milky based one.
Yeah. Avoid foaming cleansers and bars as well, like cleansing bars.
Okay,
right,
perfect.
When you spoke before about using like seed oils, would you say that would be more beneficial at night for somebody with dry skin than a moisturizer, like in terms of putting moisture back into your skin, or do moisturizers and oil play an equal part
in... I think yeah, you could probably use them interchangeably.
Yeah.
For me, I know when I'm having like a really dry spell and I can't get rid of the flakiness, I like to use actually marula oil in the morning just mm-hmm. after. So I do, let me think. Okay, so I cleanse my skin, I do my antioxidant serum, then I do my anti-redness, yeah. then I do my marula oil, mm-hmm. and then I'll put SPF on top of that and then my makeup, because it just, like, for some reason, that oil makes it not as flaky, at least for a while. I mean, by the end of the day, it's, like, lost
exactly.
cause, but...
Yeah.
It depends how your skin feels, but if you use it in the morning, just don't forget to put SPF on top, because oil after can reflect sun and it can increase sun damage, so it's better to really protect your skin no matter what.
Yeah, to make sure.
Yeah, I feel like I prefer using an oil at night rather than a moisturizer, because I feel like my skin's a lot more breathable, but I didn't know if I was just kind of, you know, not actually adding any benefit to my routine at all by switching.
No, you can definitely nourish the skin with oils. Mm-hmm. It's just, I think because like now there are oils that don't have the essential oils in them as well for that scent.
Yeah.
They're becoming much more safe to use.
Yeah. But I agree. At night, it's better also because your skin has time to really take everything on the skin.
Yeah.
So it can really help to nourish properly the skin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. And I am an absolute. I am absolutely obsessed with the Inculist Rosehip Oil. Oh my god, I wake up.
Oh really? I haven't tried that one yet. I did the Trilogy Rosehip Oil, which I really love for for rosacea skin, and like if I don't know, you have like that kind of redness, it can really help. Rosehip Oil can help a lot.
Oh my god, I would highly recommend the Inculist one. It is so nice.
I'm excited.
Yeah, and it's know how you're saying like you need to find the balance between not being like super dry in the morning and not being like tacky or kind of gummy or whatever.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's like, you don't want to be tight. Yeah,
so give you the right.
You don't want to be tight in the morning, but you also don't want to have that like. That full layer of goo.
Yeah, exactly.
It needs to be make sure that it's all absorbed, and you want to just feel kind of like you almost don't want to notice your skin when you wake up.
Yeah,
I think that's what you're looking for.
Exactly. And I like with the rosehip oil from the Inculist, I literally wake up and I'm like, whoa, something happened overnight. And then every single time I'm like, oh my god, it was a rosehip oil. Every single time I just look healthy, you know.
Yeah,
just like
it's a very good ingredient. It's also trending.
Yeah, it's
trending
good.
Right now. So
oh god, I just absolutely love it. So quickly to round up kind of like the dry episode, what are the absolute do's and don'ts for somebody with dry skin?
So I would say don't use clay masks. So mm-hmm. I think masking with dry skin, you have to be really careful that you're using actual kind of hydrating masks rather than kind of clay masks. And I know with dry skin, even if you have a breakout or something, just try really hard to avoid those. Also manual exfoliants, like we said, so like I'm talking about like the St. Ives BD scrub, that type of thing, try to avoid those. But you could use something like a microfiber cloth that is kind of a manual exfoliant in a way. Just those really harsh scrubs I would stay away from.
Mm-hmm.
Fragrance as well, so just try to avoid fragrance, just because you don't want to, with dry skin, because you're more susceptible to sensitivity, just while it's extra dry, try to stay away from fragrance as much as you can.
Mm-hmm.
Also double cleansing, so even though it is another very trendy thing to have like the 10-step regime, try not to do the double cleanse, because you're just over stripping your skin.
Mm-hmm.
So if you need to remove makeup, eye makemicup or something, you can remove that with like micellar water or something, but just make sure that you're following with like a gentle cleanser.
Mm-hmm.
And then yeah, the foaming, again, the foaming cleansers, just
stay away.
Try to stay away.
Mm-hmm. Amazing. So, ladies, I think it's worth that we explain to the listeners of Birthday Skin exactly what you guys do, because I think you obviously have a lot of knowledge to impart and it's your business. So do you want to take it away and like fully explain how people can get involved with you guys, where they can follow you and what you do?
Yes, of course. So Megan and I, we founded Leon, and Leon is a skincare consultancy company. So what do? We create a bespoke regime for both men and women. And every product that we recommend are very transparent. So we don't work with any brands, retailers, or products. And we have different types of consultations.
Yeah, so we have a 20-minute consultation, which is kind of like a little taster of what we do. So you come in, it's a one-to-one skin health and lifestyle assessment, and then we do an analysis with our Observe machine. So it takes away kind of all of the confusion that I think a lot of people are having about what skin type do I have, products do I use, because we can see in the Observe machine through these different lights what skin type you actually have, and then we're able to kind of off the back of that recommend appropriate products for you. But with the 20-minute consultation, the Elessence, we just give you on-the-spot feedback. So we might say, you know, take away that foaming cleanser, or, you know, add in a gentle cleanser, something like that. But then we also have a 45-minute consultation. And so that's a much more in-depth skin health and lifestyle assessment. We still do the Observe machine analysis. And then off the back of that, we give you a full morning regime and evening regime, as well as your like in-depth skin analysis. And again, we aren't, you know, tied to any brands or retailers, so it makes it a great super kind of unbiased.
Exactly. And we started to do only like monthly pop-ups, but now we have an ongoing day every week on Thursday in Notting Hill, and we do both consultations. So the L'Essence one is for £35 and it's 20 minutes, and the second one, La Crème, is 45 minutes and it's £90.
Amazing.
So you can come.
We're trying to branch out of London as well. So
yes, please
follow us on Instagram to see where we'll be.
Yeah.
Well.
How amazing are they both?
Just so insightful, and they were so lovely as well.
Yeah, so helpful. And like they've said, they are skincare consultants. So as they've just mentioned, the prices and what they provide has already been spoken about. But if you want to follow them, it's lionee.ldn, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
L-I-O-N-N-E. And yeah, they're just great girls. So hopefully they're going to come up North Ames. I'm going to do something fun with them.
I was just thinking about that. Like I really hope they come our way. Like, yeah, I would love to meet them.
Oh my God. Dying.
Might knock my self-esteem a bit, because obviously they sound really exotic and we're just like, Manchester.
They'd be like, okay. Yeah, they're not like that here from where I'm from.
But no, super, super nice girls. Yeah. And
massive thanks to them.
Yeah, like
massive
huge thanks. Thank you. Like they spent so much time.
That's like 2 hours worth of their time.
Yeah, and not to mention the technical difficulty we had. Mm-hmm. Our stuff. Our program crashed on us, so we had to re-record like half of that. So they were super patient, and we just want to give them a great big thanks, because we learned so much off the back of all those episodes, and we hope that you guys did too. We hope that you enjoyed them, and if you did, leave us a little review and slide in slide us in our DMs. Mm-hmm. If you've got any other
questions,
tell
your friends, tell your family,
tell your mom, tell your dad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, amazing.
Yeah, cool.
Perfect. Thanks, Ames.
Thanks, Charles. See and thanks you later. To the girls.
Of course. Thank you to Senya and Megan of Lionee.
Bye.
Bye.